Get on it, man. Yep, live from the Screwball Whiskey, guys. Hey, guys, how you living? You doing well? Good. Glad to hear that. All right. So, yes, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios indeed. Please go to screwballwhiskey.com, S-K-R-E-W, ballwhiskey.com, and get your Screwball Whiskey today. Tomorrow's stories begin right here, Screwball Whiskey. And please go to MI Stuff Podcast for links to all of the social media and all of that stuff as well. So do that. Anyway, Brother Diddy Houston stopped by today, and along with Brother Trippy Vinny and Brother Spenceless Designs, to talk about all sorts of different things, all sorts of good shit that they've got going on. Diddy's releasing a bunch of videos, another album's coming out next month, and a lot of things going on. Brother Vinny's got another album coming out, and Spenceless Designs has been handling all of their graphics work and all of their editing work and social media and things like that, and all that stuff's happening. So very glad to have them in here to talk about the things that they've got upcoming and all the good shit going on in the future. So please go and subscribe to their channel, which is the first link in the description of the YouTube video. And it will also be linked up in the description of the audio. So if you're listening to this, just click the description below and click the link to go subscribe to their YouTube channel. I'm going to get them to 100 subscribers. And that is, I'm going to make it my point to get them to 100 subscribers. So damn it, go subscribe to the channel. And let's get them to 100. So we're going to release some more. They're going to release some more killer content whenever we get to 100 subscribers for them. So do that. All right. So please go to MI Stuff Podcast. Once again, the front page has social media links. There's Instagram, there's Twitter, YouTube, email. Everything is there. Please click subscribe. Kelsey Hudgens on YouTube. Twitter at MI Stuff Podcast, the number one. And then at MI Stuff Podcast on Instagram and also on Facebook. And if you guys want to follow me personally, at Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter, at Yonder Wizard, W-I-Z-Z-E-R-D, on Instagram and Facebook, Kelsey Hudgens. I've got all those links up on the blog portion of the website as well. Also, there will be merch coming soon. I've been talking to Smitty about getting some logos designed for merch. And as soon as I get those in, I'm going to start pumping out some t-shirts and coffee cups and fucking mouse pads and lunch boxes, whatever the fuck you want. We're going to do all the shit. So that's going to be happening very soon. Stay tuned for all of that. Also, coming up this next month, we've got Brother Brian Rossler is going to be coming on to do an episode. I know there's a couple more. Brother Nick Andalora is going to be coming on to do an episode. I know I've got a shitload more that I just forgetting about because I'm a stoner, so forgive me. But anyway, that doesn't matter. Let's see. Yeah, I think that's all we got. Once again, at Diddy Houston on Instagram, Facebook, at Trippy Vinny, at Trip with Vinny on Twitter, Trippy Vinny on Instagram, at Spitzless _ Designs on Instagram, and I would imagine all other forms of social media. Go click those links and go follow those guys on social media so you can stay up to date with what they got coming in the future. Anyway, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, episode number 149 of MI Stuff Podcast. Enjoy, motherfuckers. So, if you're just now hearing this, which means you're listening to just audio, then you have to go back to the YouTube page, which you can find at Kelsey Hudgens, K-E-L-S-E-Y-H-U-D-G-I-N-S, and watch episode number 149 so you can get the first couple of minutes of some good content before we went live for you guys. Not saying that you're lesser people. We love you equally. We love you equally. But you're just going to have to, take a couple extra steps to get the beginning of that. Anyway, since the audio folks are just now here, let's do the proper introduction for our... by the way, before we go any further, I want to thank our international fans. I had 198 downloads yesterday, randomly, like 198 downloads yesterday. Wow. And those came from mostly in this area, mostly South Carolina, but... I got a lot from Switzerland, Russia, There's a couple in Nigeria and Ukraine and South Africa. There's a lot of international listeners, and I just want to thank y'all for listening. So, introduce yourselves to the good listeners out there, so they'll know who you are.
That's right, man. It's Diddy Hugh. Who the fuck are you? You know who it is. Diddy Houston from Trippy Gang, GTOD.
I'm Spencer. I just do all creative stuff. I just like to make stuff.
It's Trippy Gang, GTOD. We back in here. You know.
That's right. Welcome back, gentlemen, and welcome to you for the first time. I was stoked when you said you had some more stuff, because I told you last time, I was like, man, anytime you got anything you want to promote, hit me up, come in here, because I mean, here lately, I've been neglecting the podcast. Like I told y'all, I gotta get in these funks, you know, like I'll just get in like, you know, moods.
Don't want to talk to anybody.
Right. Yeah. I don't feel like doing shit. I don't want to go nowhere. I'm Earl Sweatshirt. You know, I hate everything. I don't want to talk to nobody. But
stay inside.
Right. And I've been trying. I felt like I've been neglecting my podcast listeners, and I wanted to remedy that. I wanted to fix that. So.
Sure. We're the perfect people.
Right.
Perfect choice.
Yes. Can you ask if they did? I'm sorry, Kevin. I didn't see these until just now. Did you compress her on vocals? What editing did you use, I guess?
Talking to who?
Oh, yeah. Who are you talking to?
Like about the music or video?
Yeah, I think Kevin listened to the link. Track. Good video, good mix, he says.
Yeah, the mixing was done by DC.
Mm-hmm. Jam City Studios.
We can get the link for that. I'll try to get the link.
Oh, Daryl. Daryl called me, man.
Jam City Studios. Yeah.
He called me, man. He was he's going to get in here and do some stuff. I think he's trying to put together like a showcase.
Okay.
Really?
Coming up soon.
That'd be lit.
Yeah, I think that, matter of fact, I think that he didn't know that I did the podcast until you guys were on.
Really?
I think. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that y'all were the episode that where he was like, "Oh shit, I didn't realize you were doing that."
Putting down the waves, man.
Well, how long have you known him? Like outside of all this?
I've known of him. I actually just met him like in person like about a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
But we've known of each other for a really long time. Like I just being a musician in this area, right. We all know mm-hmm. of each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Daryl was just one of those people who everybody was like, dude, that guy's like, he was always the kid who could, like, the right. kid producer who was just stupid good at
yeah.
everything he did. Now, one of my buddies, Brian Jordan, told me, like, dude, he's a hell of a musician, too. Like, yeah. he's, like, not
he's
just a producer.
With guitar and all that.
Yeah.
Like, he's pretty good, man.
I actually was finishing a song yesterday. We went to the studio yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
For about 5 hours. And, I was finishing up a project that I have coming out soon, and he did a guitar solo for one of the songs for me, and it came out perfectly.
Yeah, you heard it.
Because I knew it was gonna do good. All I had to do was ask for it, and he put that for me.
Dude, those studio guys, they say you're only as good as the company you keep.
Mm-hmm.
If those studio guys who have like just monsters, just killers come in all the time, and they can like they hear so much more.
Yeah, you know, than the average person. For sure.
Yeah,
definitely news.
That's why I like DC honestly, because he does like honestly give us a full feedback. You know what I mean? Like whether it's a good or bad,
right?
He's gonna tell you like take it one more time, or you should do this, but this here. You know what I mean? Like it sounds better like that.
Yeah, right.
Better than just letting you record whatever and let it be out in any kind of way. You know?
Exactly. It takes a good producer to know when to say
right.
You can do better.
Right. But
you know what I mean? Like, hey, man, you can.
It also takes being comfortable with the person you're recording with, too.
Right,
be able to to spend that kind of knowledge. Because some people, like, can't take it well, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
When somebody says something like that. But if it's for the betterment of the music, man, you know, that's all that matters, really.
Yeah, you got to have that trust. You got to have that, like, you got to know that these people aren't trying to, you know, we're not trying to shit on what you got going on. We're just trying to help you release the best that you can release.
Right.
Different skill sets, 100%. Kev.
There it is.
So yeah, y'all have been doing this thing now for a while, and I noticed you say you're gonna get to 100 subscribers and release another video. So it probably wouldn't be too hard to get you to that. Anybody who listens to this, go subscribe to GTOD. Is it Trippy Gang?
Trippy Gang GTOD. Just type that in. No, and pop right up.
Tell you what, let me. Actually, the video that's in the link is released on that channel.
Yeah, subscribe button in the video.
Yeah, subscribe to that channel. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to that channel. Do that.
Plenty more content.
Absolutely.
So,
I got
so much more stuff.
There was 198 of y'all that downloaded the episode yesterday, damn it. If half of y'all will go and subscribe to this page, we'll get our boys to these
threshold.
For real.
And the reason why we're trying to reach thresholds is because it's worth the subscribe, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's gonna be worth looking at the videos and hearing the music.
Yeah.
So you'll enjoy yourself when you're on the page.
Sure. Now, I don't know if I said this last time, but I'm positive I did because I think I say it every time. Have y'all thought about like doing sort of things like this where you just set up not necessarily a podcast, but like you could just set your phone up
and go live
talk and chat?
Yeah,
through your
channel.
He's
actually been doing it a little bit.
I guess
you couldn't do it through YouTube yet because you have to get to 1,000 subscribers before you can go live on mobile. But you could still just record. Exactly. Utilize Instagram Live or Facebook Live and shit like that. Have y'all thought about doing that? Have y'all thought about just like...
He's done it actually a couple times.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying to start that up for a little bit.
Dude, do that, man. 1,000%.
Yeah. For sure.
What I'm talking about is like linking all the social medias together for them. Like, so their music group... Rather than having them all have separate ones, they all have their separate ones, and they have a solid with everything on it once, so you can find their music.
That's good.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have, like, one reservoir that can go out in different, areas.
Because when they're all linked, you can access way more people in the world, rather than just using one social media. There's so much access to people through the internet.
Also, clothing coming out soon, too. We have a little bit of clothing coming out.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
No, y'all have an online store set up or anything like that yet?
I don't either,
and that's my next step. That's what I'm going to do here with this.
Online store.
100%, Kevin. Cross promotion. Got to do that. Virtual boots on the ground. That's what I was just saying earlier is that...
Hit me up if you need a website.
Right. I got a little stone, man. Couldn't remember what I was saying. But talking about the vintage stuff, man, I just now started doing... Like the social medias and the hashtags, and I've always done like Facebook, like shared onion articles and bullshit, fake news and stuff like that.
Right.
But I've always done that, but I've just recently started utilizing the internet to promote.
It's wild. There's so many people.
Dude, it's the biggest.
Everyone's looking at their phone.
Right.
All the time.
It's the biggest light pole. It's the biggest light pole in the world. Yeah, right. And you can put as many flyers on it as you need.
It's all about getting people to hear it and see it.
Right.
It's all about getting people to see it and hear it.
But that's what it takes, man. So, yeah, utilizing that is a huge deal. And I see shit all the time. Y'all are doing... Now, on Instagram, at least, because I spend a lot of time on Instagram.
Yeah.
And, 100%, Kevin. Absolutely right. Apps and software.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. I got that cough caught right at the cusp, but,
Yeah, where, it's going to come out.
Oh, well. Yeah, it can stay where it is. So, now, they won't be able to see video of this, but y'all wanna
play the track?
Yeah, we definitely can.
Yeah, I can do that. Before I do that, I'm gonna go ahead and shout them out again. Hopefully, throw something my way, man. Diddy Houston. I'm not gonna put the address because I don't know who I'm watching, but.
Yeah, don't dox yourself.
Y'all reach me.
The Twitter.
No, not Twitter either. Facebook. Diddy Houston, man. Y'all get at me on Facebook, man. All right. I'll make sure I'm put y'all on the map. I'll drink a bottle a week.
Okay.
At least pour a bottle a week. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds good to me.
I do. I'm going to take another shot, though. This thing is really... Look at that.
Yeah.
You see how much they got left in that bottle?
Yeah.
That's how you know it's good, man.
I've had that bottle for a hot minute because Carrie, my brother, he was like... dude, he's like, I'm surprised you still got that bottle, man. They usually don't last for about 20 minutes. I was like, well, shit, I got it.
I can see why.
Only ones that drink it, man, is my guess. And he's coming July. He's coming next month. So I'll have a couple more bottles. He's going to bring me a banner. He's going to do an episode with me.
He going to be on a show?
So yeah. Can I buy online and then will they ship it to my house?
Yes.
Do you hear that? They ship it to your house.
They ship it right to your house. Screwball Whiskey, ladies and gentlemen. Man. Screwballwhiskey.com. SKREW. Not C. Yeah. Not spelled like the traditional screwball in baseball. Screwball.
Screwball.
With a K.
Taste the peanut butter.
So while we're tasting a little screwball whiskey, we're going to give y'all this this track tonight by Diddy Houston.
Tonight, solo.
Nailed it.
Great song.
That's Trippy Gang tonight, man.
Hell yeah, man.
Trippy Gang. Mm-hmm. Diddy Houston.
Link to the video where you'll get to see the Spenceless Designs work at play.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Or play at work, whichever way you want to.
Whichever way you want
to
do.
Right. Hell yeah.
However that affects you.
Right. Exactly.
Hell yeah, man. Dude, so how long do you think, do you say you've been doing this, like, professionally? Like, to where you've been doing it? To where you're actually trying to, where it became something where it was more than like just something that you were doing with your friends, to where it's like, okay, we're actually going to try to do this shit for real.
2014, I'd say, senior year, the end of the senior year. Yeah.
But I think it should always be something with your friends, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Like, you've got to keep that aspect to it.
Makes it more enjoyable.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. But just there is a difference that you'll see whenever you decide, like, okay, I'm gonna go balls deep in this thing. And just,
I also feel like we all could have went like solo with it. We all had like the potential to do that, you know. But it was more of like a, we do it together. You know what I mean? Like,
I like
it was
that.
More of a that type of thing. You know, like, it was like we're more powerful together than we are separate. You know, and we always Absolutely. In that way. So, and we also care about each other's opinion a lot, you know what I mean? Because, like, we don't consider ourselves, like, friends. It's more like family.
For
sure. You know
what
I mean? So, like, when it comes to making music especially, like, so, I know I can ask him about opinion for my music, and I know it's going to be a real opinion, you know
right.
what I mean? I know it's not going to be, like,
just
a yes man kind of thing, you know? I know it's going to be, like, a, yeah, you need to do that over, or I feel like you should put that here, or this or there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I'd rather have that in my corner than, you know what I mean, somebody telling me. Just like some random opinion, you know what I mean? That's not gonna really matter about what I'm doing.
Right.
And we thought about, well, that was things we thought about when we first started too, you know what I mean? It was like the chemistry in the studio when we first made On That Pole, which was the first song which we got started thinking about making a group.
Yeah,
the chemistry was just like
right.
on point. It was just there. And we were like, wow, we can make a lot more of these type of songs, you know what I mean? Have this type of chemistry. You might as well keep going with it. Make it a thing.
Yeah, and I remember last time you guys were you were talking about how you try to stay away from like the gangbanger side of rap, you know, that a lot of people utilize, and I really respect that. Just because there you're right, there isn't a lot of that going around these days, and to be unique in such a market is very good for you.
It's not only unique, but it's just being real, honestly. It's just a lot of being, like,
Absolutely.
Just a lot of honesty behind it. Because, like, nowadays on the radio and stuff, like, very vulgar things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather honestly hear the stuff that, you know what I mean? Like, they put vulgar things in the forefront, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Of listeners, you know what I mean? Instead of putting
right.
stuff like that's gonna help you through life or educate you, you know what I mean? So, I'd rather be in the back. Spitting something that's going to help you through life, you know what I mean? And be in the forefront.
1,000%.
You know what I mean? So it's
and, like, the generations
nonsense.
Of kids coming up, if they're hearing, talking about gangbanging on the music they're listening to, that's going to, they're going to aspire to grow up to be like that
right.
whenever they want to be older rather than looking up to, like, a more positive role model or someone, you know?
You are what you listen to.
Exactly.
I mean, even in tonight, man, I mean, we all kind of know what it's about, but you ain't got to say it, you know?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like... Right, and I feel the same way with, like, when the Beatles write something like "I Want to Hold Your Hand" or Frank Sinatra like "Fly Me to the Moon" instead of say it. Well, we know what y'all thinking about, but
they're like symbols that everyone can relate to internally, and everyone has their different interpretation of it.
Right,
but it bridges the gap too to where you would have something to where like a parent could listen to this and be like, okay,
exactly.
This is I don't mind my kids listening to this.
Exactly, and that's the thing, like. I'd rather have my mom be able to listen to my music, you know what I mean? Than not be able to hear my songs, you know, like, because, like, I also have nieces and nephews, you know what I mean? I have little brothers and little sisters, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, like, it's like, okay, would I rather be famous and not have my little brother be able to listen to any of my songs, you know what I mean? Because he shouldn't be listening to that music, or would I rather be, like, just well-known and everybody can listen to my music and relate to it, you know what I mean? So I'd rather be more relatable than more, you know what I mean, than more famous name than anything.
Will Smith does a curse in his rap music.
Yeah, and one Grammy tour. One
Grammy tour. Yeah. Right. Will Smith doesn't have the curse in his albums to sell records. Well, I do.
Yeah.
Right. Eminem.
He better than Nick Cannon.
Oh, man. How about that? What y'all think about that new Logic with him? Eminem on it.
Logic's great regardless. Logic's amazing.
You said Logic versus Eminem?
Not with him.
Nah.
Oh, he with Eminem.
I like Logic.
Have you heard that yet?
No.
Yeah, it's on his album.
Dude, only reason I know any shit about this is because I'm a big comedy head, and I follow, like, Chris D'Elia, and Chris D'Elia made this video about Eminem talking about, just like, I could rap like Eminem, too. He just said a bunch of shit angrily, right. And it was pretty funny because he's a comic. Yeah. But then they got Chris D'Elia to play Eminem in this video, and then somebody else plays Logic. So, like, they got body doubles to play both of them and do the video. It's pretty good. I would play it, but I'd get kicked off of YouTube if I played that one. But dude, it's just like, man, and I'm not.
I probably watch that over and over again.
I had a roommate that was huge into Eminem, and he did nothing but talk about Eminem like all the time. And for a while, I was like, man, can we please talk about or listen to anything else?
No, for us to get from high school like that.
Yeah, man, I'm just, can we please talk about anything else or listen to anything else?
Like Stan.
Yeah.
Right, man. But I listened to that Cypher, like the first Cypher. You remember that one? The one with, who was all in that one? Like
the BET Awards or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. The Trump one? No.
There was one before that. The Trump one was good.
Royce the 5'9".
Where Royce was in it. Joe Budden was in it.
Yellow Wolf?
Yep. That one. Dude, we must have listened to that.
I'm talking about Slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse, that's right, yeah. We must listen to that a dozen times a day for I don't know how long. And, it was great. It was so good.
It was really good.
But, Joe Budden, Joe Budden doesn't get a lot of respect.
He just be talking too much shit, man.
Right.
He's such a hating ass.
Yeah, he is. But, dude, his freestyle in that cypher was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
He's talking about mine ain't even on rap right now. Is that what the fuck y'all want from me? It's like I got shit going on in my life.
Yeah.
But he's real about it.
I downloaded that cypher and put it on my MP3 player when I was in school. I listened to it that much. It was actually that good of a cypher.
It really was, man.
I missed the XXL one when Mac Miller and them came out, bro. That was a really good cypher.
I don't remember
the last good XXL cypher was the one with a
Chance of Rapper and
Big Manson.
Yeah, for sure.
That was so did he really take a hiatus? Is he really like stepping away from rap for a little while?
Chance the Rapper.
Who, Chance?
Yeah.
He's had an album dropping this month, I think.
Oh, who is it? Maybe I'm thinking about somebody else.
I thought he'd been saying that for a while. He didn't come out in a while.
Has he really been saying that for a while?
Yeah.
Huh. I heard somebody was... it might not have been him that was like saying they were gonna take a break to pursue like
a little Uzi
spiritual like a spiritual career or something like that. They found God or something like that.
It probably was Chance, man, because Chance he on the same.
He probably did for a minute, yeah. He hasn't released the album for like a year and a half, 2 years.
Huh.
This will be his first one since the last one.
Yeah, man. I know a lot of people that don't. Y'all feel like a lot of people do that.
In
rap, like we'll get to a point to where they feel like, okay, I've been talking this same sort of game for I don't know how long now. Where's that phone coming from?
Sorry.
I mean, honestly, I like if I had my decision, like if I had a choice of how I wanted to be when it came to that, I would want to be like right in the middle. Like I wouldn't want to be like so big to where I would have to take breaks and stuff like that. But I want to be like just comfortable enough to where, like, you know what I mean, I could go do shows and stuff like that. So like I wouldn't want to be like I feel like it depends on how big of a star you are, you know what I mean? Like I feel like it depends on like how much of the pressure, or like not pressure really, but how much of the life, you know what I mean, like you're used to and how much you're not used to, you know what I mean? How much you can put up with, how much you can't, you know.
Well, so, I wonder if like some of those guys will like feel like I've I've sort of given the wrong idea. Like, I've sort of been pushing the wrong thing.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I feel like they just, like music, a lot of type of music that they promote pushes the wrong message, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the stuff that's popping.
For sure.
When a lot of time they get stuck on a contract, like a football player, an athlete, like in anything, and they can't come out with the stuff they wanted. They have to come out with music on whoever they're working for.
Yeah.
And that's why I always more want to be one of the rappers that, like, it goes back to being, like, truthful and honest, like...
Independent.
Right. Like, why would you want to keep rapping about stuff that you don't do? You know what I mean? Like, that's... Eventually, it's going to run out. Like, eventually, people are going to realize, like, he's not going to... Yeah. He's not going to be... Eventually, people are going to realize, okay, well, he's not really about what he's rapping about, so why am I even listening to, you know what I mean, this?
Yeah.
Eventually, you're going to realize sooner than later, honestly.
A lot of people don't even care, though, bro.
Some people don't care, right? Yeah.
A lot.
That's
what they still like. They know the people that they listen to ain't about it, but
that's
why
music is where it is right now.
Exactly.
But rap music, hip hop.
I like listening to music like that sometimes, though.
Yeah.
It gets hype.
Vibe. Yeah.
You know, like it gets hype. But that's what that music for is. It's like for people to get hyped to.
But there is music you can get hyped to with that has truthful lyrics in it, too.
For sure. But a lot of it's money, too, in this industry.
Yeah.
It's all about. With streaming and stuff, like, you just gotta get views, and if you have that name, you're gonna get a lot of views rather than someone that no one hypes up.
Exactly. I feel like Chance was someone that didn't wanna keep folding, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like they feel like he's being just molded into something that he ain't.
Yeah.
Or not necessarily that, just might be something that he is, but it's just maybe somebody pointing him in that direction will give you that negative connotation to it. Because I could already be on my path to a destination, and somebody could suggest I go to that destination, and that'll change where I go because I'm that person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't like to do shit that people suggest me to do. I want to make sure that I came up with that on my own will, you know, that I'm not taking anybody's word for it.
There's so many people in the world not like that.
I know, man.
So it's like... Now everyone follows the crowd usually.
I would say that the majority of people do that. Like the majority of people are just comfortable with
following the crowd.
I call it buying off the rack. you know, like buying off the rack. You know,
like
people
every girl
used to,
you see going to, like, the Forever 21, and you see them wearing all the same outfits.
Well, yeah, buying exactly
like a shirt that says honey on it. Like you see, you know, you've seen at least like 15 girls wearing that. Yeah.
Right. You ever seen Harlem Nights?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Dude, Red Fox, Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, in that movie.
I feel like I've heard of it.
Dude, it's the funniest movie of all time. Hands down, the number one comedy in my book of all time.
Harlem Nights.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, funniest movie. Arsenio Hall. Dude, there's a scene in that movie where Arsenio Hall, his brother just got shot, and they think Eddie Murphy did it, but he didn't do it.
Right.
Spoiler alert. This movie came out in like the 80s.
Yeah.
But, dude, it's like...
Is that the Dracula one?
No, that was a Vampire in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was called Blackula.
No, well, Blackula was another one, but Vampire in Brooklyn is the one you're thinking of. But Blackula was kind of like a spoof. Well, Vampire in Brooklyn was too, but it was sort of serious. Yeah. But
it's a Brooklyn vampire. It's
but a whole dude, other level. Right? But dude, there's like these two dudes with Tommy guns. Arsenio Hall, another dude, and another guy with. So anyway, he's like, "I'm gonna kill you quick." Eddie Murphy's name's Quick. And the next guy goes, and then the third dude, he's got a little pistol. He goes, "Pop." Just like these dudes are like just fired off with Tommy guns, and this last guy just like shot, dude.
One shot.
And then Arsenio Hall at the end is like, "Don't shoot that little motherfucker no more." Guys, so good, dude. But anyway, there's a line in that movie where Richard Pryor walks into his house, and there's a detective waiting there for him. And this is in 1920s, like early Harlem, like when Prohibition days, like when you couldn't like after hour places were illegal.
Okay.
Anyway, this guy walks in and he's got a Sugar Ray. Richard Pryor owns this club called Sugar Ray's.
Mm-hmm.
Walks in, sees the detective sitting in his house waiting for him to get home, and he's like, when somebody tells me that you're Sugar Ray that runs an after-hours joint. And he's like, nah, man, I owned a candy store for 20 years, you know? And he's like, candy store, huh? He's like, it's amazing that you can afford to wear these nice suits that you're wearing selling candy to people. And he's like, oh, I'll give you my tailor's number. And he's like, oh, tailor clothes. He says, I buy off the rack.
Oh my God.
The detective saying, I buy off the rack was like, oh, shit. People used to have to go get their clothes fitted to them perfectly to where they would fit you to your specifications.
That's right.
Yeah. But then somebody had the idea, well, okay, these sizes will fit okay.
Right.
So somebody just buy something off the rack to where, like, you know, this fits.
My God, you're right.
But this fits enough. This fits well enough. I'll wear this. This works. Too many people do that with everything else in their lives.
Yeah.
They're like, this works close enough. This works fine.
Yeah.
This is okay. I'll take this.
I'll be okay with this.
But it doesn't fit you perfectly. Like, it doesn't specifically fit you. Like, people are too quick to not make their own specifications to the things that they have in their lives. And I don't think that enough people are taking into account that the world's trying to get you to do certain things.
Or they care too much about what people think about what they're wearing.
1,000%.
Or they'll buy stuff based on what they think other people like rather than what they think they'll like themselves.
That was a really long explanation. I don't know if it was worth it or not.
They're too scared to take chances. Too scared to take the chances. And life in general. Chances is how you get placed.
In everything.
Drink water, ladies and gentlemen. Drink more water.
Drink more water.
Drink more water to wash down that screwball peanut butter whiskey. You can find it at skrewballwhiskey.com.
Taste of peanut butter.
That's right. Tomorrow's stories begin right here.
Screwball peanut butter whiskey.
That's right. I'll tell you, I don't even know if my brother will listen to this. He doesn't listen to a lot of the episodes, but I didn't listen to any of them. But, if you want to get that sponsorship rolling, I don't know that there has been a song with Screwball Whiskey in the title yet.
Man, okay.
You could own the rights to the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on it, man.
There ain't nobody said Screwball in a song yet.
I'm on it.
Get it done ASAP.
The Screwball code.
Screwball whiskey, I'm coming now. I want my shipments.
I'm coming for that head.
What?
Man, but no, I was telling you guys earlier, but I got aggravated with the phone. The shit wasn't working right. But no, I was putting out for the GoFundMe on my Facebook and shit to raise money for the stuff. Mm-hmm. And my brother was like, he donated like $100 and was like, consider Screwball Whiskey your sponsor. Mm. I'll send you some whiskey for your guests. He's coming into town in like this month, and he's like, I'll bring you some stuff. I'll bring you some swag and like a banner, and right. just like a
hang it up in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And
it's a good brother,
right? He's a good guy. He's a good dude. I missed his wedding, man. He got married in California. Damn. He got married in California, and just
can't make it out there.
I mean. I ain't never been in a plane before. I don't really know what it's like, man, or anything. And I waited.
Weak legs or whatever it's called. When you're shy. What's it called when you got
like sea legs?
Cold feet.
Cold feet.
Oh man. Nah, man. It was just, I ain't never been on an airplane before, and by the time I started trying to get tickets and everything to turn around, it was just like I didn't realize that I needed to get on it earlier, and broke. I was struggling.
You always go 2 hours ahead, man. 2 hours for the airport.
Yeah, well, not that. I mean, I was just talking about just getting my tickets. Like, I waited till like the week of, like a day or two before, and I was like, man,
that's not good.
Yeah, I just didn't know. But that being said, I just couldn't afford it. One, and if I would have went, it would have put me in a financial situation that I did not need to be in.
California's expensive.
And I told my brother that, and he was like, dude, I'll still love you. Like, I mean, just, he said, if it's going to put you, of course, I want you to be here.
Right.
And everybody sent me pictures of the empty chair with my name on the shit and everything. And I'm like,
that's so bad.
Well, I miss all my boys' wedding, man.
I felt like a dick.
Hey, Mo about to get married. I miss everybody's wedding.
About to get married?
Mo?
Mo.
What?
Big Mo.
Come on, man.
Thank you, man. My boy on it.
Not thinking too much.
I bet it's a man turning the fool's gold into real gold.
Okay. Shit. Sometimes you gotta do what you can. Man, if you find the one, why not, man? You know?
Dude, I that's what I'm. You I'm only at.
Once.
So. One day, but I'm on not wait, dude. Me.
But
right I'm now. On wait. Not I like being by myself too much, man. Yeah. I sprawl out when I'm asleep. Yeah. Like, I don't like to be getting nobody in my way for nothing.
Sometimes. I feel like if you plan on living with someone sometimes. For like a long time, I'd want to know them well for like longer than like 2 years or some shit.
Right.
Like, that. Like you gotta live with them forever. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Divorce is expensive. You don't want to deal with that shit.
Sometimes not even being by yourself, it's about dealing with other people's stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it comes with a lot of stuff.
Taking their brain into account all the time.
All the time, man. Damn. That's just a lot. That's like, you always have yourself to worry about. It's the whole other person you have to worry about. That's and that's like a kid, honestly. Like, having the kid unexpectedly or something like that. Well, marriage is unexpected, but you know what I mean? Like, it's a whole other... Right. Somebody's whole... You take somebody's luggage and put it on your back, too. You know what I mean? You have to carry their shit, too.
Exactly.
Along with your shit, so...
Definitely a lot to go into.
Yeah. Every decision that you make has to be thought of twice. At least.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you got to take into account, is these... Where am I getting that from? Is that me?
That's me.
Static.
Okay. Nah, man, these mics are sensitive as shit. They get everything, but they sound fucking great.
We can do a mix in here.
Yeah, appreciate your GoFundMe. Hell, we could, man. I don't give a shit. I got an actual recording room back there. I run everything down the hall for like soundproof.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, like
let me go ahead and do a little freestyle real quick.
I got all kinds of fucking beats, man.
Let me get a beat real quick, B.
You want a beat for real?
Yeah, let me go ahead and get one.
Okay.
I thought he'll give you one. Okay. Alright. Yeah. You got an echo to it. Still, I'm a going on the track. Chilling with the gang, I know they got my back. And I had to roll one, I had to roll a sack. Told my mama that I love her, but I had to move the pack. Had to go and get up out the trap. Cause I don't wanna see my little cuz see blood. I just wanna see them grow up and see love. I'm just drinking on little blood, little Bud Light. Nigga, I ain't trying to fight. I'm trying to shoot this gun. I'm trying to smoke all night. Drinking liquor. Damn, I'm good. Hey, it's trippy game, man. Hey,
gangbanger shit.
Screwball.
Screwball whiskey gets you.
That's what it do.
It'll
put you there.
Step away.
Only three shots.
It'll put you there. Nah, man,
it's good.
Everybody that's had it has said the same thing. They're like, "Wow, this is fucking dangerous. Yeah. Like, this could be bad.
Yeah.
Like, this could be." Too much.
Good night.
You know, yeah.
You won't even know. You just be chilling and then.
True, I'll hit you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I had one of my buddies on here that did that, and I was like, dude, I had a fucking headache for like 2 days after just because he drank. He drank a lot though.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, he drank a lot. Anytime you had a bunch of sugar in that. That's when the headaches come in.
Does this have sugar in it?
Peanut butter.
Definitely.
Peanut butter, bro.
Is that flavored whiskey?
Yeah, it tastes too good not to, though, to be honest.
Yeah, dude, there's sugar in everything, man. They're going to put sugar in the water before long, man. It's just like the tap water.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Parks and Recreation. Like Sweetums is running the lake. It's just like you turn the shit on. Or like Evolution. You remember that movie?
Oh, my God,
it's like,
yeah.
Electrolytes. Plants crave it.
Whole other system.
Yeah, right. I appreciate y'all being in here because I don't know anybody else in the rap community. Like, I don't know anybody else that is as involved in it as y'all are. And being a musician, like I do a whole different thing, and I enjoy people who do. Basically, y'all do basically the same thing I do.
It's all the same thing.
It's just a different style. And
exactly.
I like. Do y'all have like? Because I know because I play fucking acoustic guitar, I can go anywhere around. Is there anywhere that y'all can, like, go to showcase your talents live? Or
Performing?
Yeah.
We actually just got a notice about that last night, like a link to somebody that can get us into opening up for people that have some blues.
Hell, you know, yeah, dude. Like
some big-time artists. But we are going to currently we're thinking about doing this soon, but we think it's going to be best to hold off until Matt gets down here in September to do our first one, because we'll have everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody on stage, you know what I mean? Probably a bigger crowd. So.
But that, tell Holzclaw to get here when he's got to be here.
You heard? Fly his ass down here. Yeah,
that boy look hot as hell.
And I feel like the area we live in, like, it's not
Killing. Chilling.
Zuzu. That gravity will put you on the moon, man.
What?
That's why it's called gravity.
Gravity, yeah. Right. I'm lifting.
I'm not feeling no gravity right now.
Hell yeah.
Never feeling no gravity.
But nah, man. Tell him to get when he's got to be here for that shit.
Shit, whenever he wants to be here, whenever we can get it done, get it done.
If there's somebody that y'all get a call from House of Blues and be like, hey, man, you're going to have to just figure out a way to make it, dude.
We need to do it right now, actually.
But
do that shit ASAP.
But nah, man, I got a call one time to go and open up for Corey Smith on
New Year's?
Yeah, on New Year's Eve one year.
Word.
And I did that, and it was crazy, man. Sold out crowd at House of Blues, and I'm out there by myself with a fucking guitar. That's a big room with a lot of people in it. But, dude,
you weren't nervous?
That was a long time ago.
You had been nervous as a motherfucker.
Yeah,
I was nervous too.
I mean, I was pretty drunk. I was pretty drunk that night, and I had done.
Cause you're nervous.
No, I was just, that was every day for me, man.
I feel you. I was just curious.
I was a drunk, man. I used to drink a shitload of Rumple, man. I'd do a shitload of blow, shitload of Rumple, and it was just a bad life I was in. That night before I got on the stage at House of Blues, dude, the full disclosure, should I say this? I don't care. I don't do it anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But, dude, I was probably a dozen or more shots and maybe a bagger.
Rumble's gross. I don't know how you did that.
That's probably a dozen shots and maybe two and a half bags down of
what?
That booger sugar.
He called it booger sugar.
Booger sugar.
Oh my god.
That old shit. That old bullshit.
I got on
stage at the House of Blues in front of a sold out crowd and was like,
and you killed it.
Sup, y'all? I'm from Merle's Inlet.
And you killed it.
Hell yeah.
You killed it.
Say Annie Fanny.
Yeah, right. Some of that corn starch. But no, seriously, dude, that was my life back then, man. That was all I did. I think that was me.
Thank God you still here.
Dude, right? There was a while there where I was like laying in bed every single night trying to figure out where my damn. Where's that going? Is that you? There was a while where every night I was laying in bed like, shit, this is the night. This is the night I go. This is it. Like, this is like your heart's fucking beating out of your chest.
That's crazy.
Trying to fall asleep, man. I hated it, dude. I hated it, but I would do it every single day. Damn. And it got to the point where I was like keeping enough to where I never ran out.
What?
That's when there's a problem.
So yeah. I honestly feel like you can get addicted to weed now, though. I don't know why.
You can get addicted to anything.
And the chemical.
It depends
on personality, how bad you think you need it. That's what I think. I
feel like everyone's addicted to something, like,
right.
Whether it be even something minimal you don't even think is a problem.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like that if your personality is like, it's about you, man. I feel like if you think that, okay, you need this thing, you're going to need it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
If you feel like you can do without it, you can do without it, you know?
I know I can do without it, but I really don't want to, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Same here, man. I could, like, I don't freak out no more when I get close to running out. Like, I used to, like, you know, yeah. like lose my shit. If I got down to like a gram or less a bud, I'm like, fuck
all the roaches together real quick.
Right, start right. throwing shit off the tables.
No. I will say this though. I will say this though, man. Smoking joints is a saving grace because it's you never really run out.
Yeah,
you know, you've always got something.
Something, right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably it. You know, when I get close to running out, I'm like, yeah, I got a 2-3 days worth of joint roaches I can burn. And I mean,
you'd be good with that.
I'm fine with it. I used to like, but I used to get like real sketchy whenever I would get down to running out of green bud. Like I'm just like, dude, this is not gonna be good for whoever's got to deal with me.
I'm stuck in 2 Friday.
Right.
Oh, I used to have a paper bud for 2 people. That's the worst thing ever. That's the worst thing ever. Is paper bud for 2 people. Cause then it's like it goes faster and you buy more, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
it do feel good if you stop for like a week or two though, and then you it's
oh,
a
man.
Whole another level.
Talking
man.
About on the moon.
That quick tolerance rate, bro. Yeah, that's something different.
It hits
different.
For sure.
If you get I see the pins all the time, man. I get like such a different high.
Yeah,
that, dude.
It is.
There's a lot of shit's fake though.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
true.
They just make shitty wax look good and add flavors to it from other parts of the plant. Like,
right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a really manipulative system with that. It's like people buy stuff based on packaging and stuff. And
right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As long as it looks cool, they think it's good. You know.
Right.
I buy it for like a boost. Like I usually smoke and then use the pen, like, whatever I like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So not waste anymore, whatever I got, you know?
I usually do that when I'm not at home. Like, I had a pen that I would take to gigs with me and shit, because, I mean, I can just turn around and hit that on stage and be fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I still just like regular bud, man. I just like rolling.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, because I can go and buy a bone, but
right.
it's just something about rolling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just something about rolling it up.
Man. It's something that's magic, man.
Yeah, it is. And then
that's
the
way that
like,
they did it in the beginning.
What? For real? You just look at it, it's like, damn, that.
Right.
I remember when I first started, and this shit was like 3 different blunts in one.
The weed today is crazy, though, compared to what it used to be.
Oh, for sure.
Like, so it's like completely different, I feel like.
Dude, like, it used to all be regs.
Mm-hmm. Like,
all.
For real?
Like, Mexican, like, brick weed.
Dang. It used to all be rigged. Like, dude, you talking about...
So there was no rapper... What was the rapper smoking on? There was no rapper weed back
Afro,
in the day.
Man, talking about pick out the seeds and stems.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude, it was like that.
Out of here with that, buddy.
It was like that. You don't remember that? Oh, Afro, God. Man. So, roll.
After that shit got legal, like, dude, people started fucking around with it more, you know?
Yeah,
you know who... Dude, Snoop and Cypress Hill. Snoop and B-Real.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking that gas.
Were the first ones that started smoking, like, real fucking weed, like real heady weed, and I would even say
damn cookies, like that shit's like multi-million-dollar business,
right?
Yeah.
Dude, just
crazy.
Those dudes, we have them to thank for that. And I don't know who it was that said it the other day. I want to say KRS-One because he's always saying like shit like that. But somebody was like, we have the rap community to thank for how pot is viewed today, like how it's just not that big of a deal anymore. Yeah, like it's just
like a lot of pot has became influential people to a lot of people.
Right,
yeah.
right.
And not only that, you got people like
outside
Mike Tyson, who is doing shit now. He's got like a weed resort.
Yeah.
You got athletes. You got athletes smoking weed now.
Right.
Michael Phelps. You know what I mean? When I figured that out, I was like, oh god.
Yeah. Olympic.
Dude, right.
Olympic gold medalist, multiple.
Times. And just about every MMA fighter, like a lot of those MMA guys and Brazilian jiu-jitsu dudes.
You get punched in the jaw.
They'll get high together. They'll get stoned together before the fight.
Hey,
like a lot of those dudes do that.
That's crazy,
like,
man.
Dude, like, just the hyper awareness that you get. And I mentioned Joe Rogan a bunch, man. I listen to him
a
shitload, dude. And he is fucking great. He had Charlamagne the God on the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
they just sit there and smoke and talk.
Right. And dude, he's like, just so you can do that. You can be successful. Yeah. I just can't wait till I can't wait till it's legal here and I can like literally just light up a joint right here and not feel like
somebody's watching.
Like, I'm gonna go to jail or whatever, like live on air.
But there's so much worse things to be worried about nowadays. Like
for sure.
Yeah, there's so much worse things. Like nobody Nobody should be worried about anybody sparking a joint nowadays. Like, nobody. Yeah. That should be the least of somebody's worries. Like, as long as your kid's not doing no cocaine or no heroin or putting nothing in their veins or anything like that, like, as long as your kid's not doing something like that, then you should be happy, honestly. Like, you should be thankful. Like, if he's... Like, I would rather my kid be smoking some pot over a cigarette. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
definitely. Easily.
Definitely. Like, you know what I mean? That's just how it goes. Even smoking rather than drinking, you know what I mean? Because you can smoke and drive fairly fine, but you can get drunk and kill somebody, you know? So
no shit, because you're out there drunk, like, but you get out there stoned, you're like...
Yeah.
Every car is the cops.
Right, exactly. Make sure you know where you're turning and everything, because that's just how you, that's how it is. This is how it's like that, but I don't know why people are try to still make it seem like it's one of the worst things to do, because it's literally one of the most harmless, honestly.
Shit. I've been doing this shit every day for 17 years. Every day.
I hear that.
Just about all day, every day for 17 years.
I hear that.
It's first joint I ever smoked was the last joint my big brother ever smoked.
I think I've smoked every day since we graduated, honestly.
Keep it up, man.
Since you graduated.
I done stopped a few times, man. Probably stopped a few more times, but I'm always coming back to it.
Oh, you know, I did stop for like a year when I was trying to date this girl. I ended up staying with her for like 4 years, and we started smoking together, and I think she smokes now.
Right.
What?
That's crazy.
I'll never stop for a girl, though. That's good.
Yeah.
You ain't but
Oh, dude, I was young, man.
To be stressed out.
I was young, man.
I care about your health. Well, then let me smoke.
That's what you do.
You about to have my hair coming out.
Right. That's the thing I'm worried about.
Yeah, right.
But it's all good, though. We make it with this music, then we'll realize.
See that?
Screwball whiskey.
That's right, screwball whiskey.
If you want to stop smoking, this is a good alternative.
Yeah. I'll say this. If you want to stop drinking, weed's a good alternative, too, man. Yeah, you switch that weed, ain't nobody never done rolled over dead on pot.
I was watching this documentary series on Netflix. It was about... just like how like weed was curing stuff like cancer and stuff like that, like, and it was these two parents that had a newborn kid with I don't know what kind of cancer it was, I forgot, but instead of like having her go through like chemo and stuff, they were like, no, we're not going to start any cancer treatment, we're just going to give her like medical marijuana, like, you know what I mean, like the oils and stuff like that, like feeding her like medical marijuana oil through like her food with a spoon, like it's like a 2-month-old baby now, you know what I mean? So it's like a really young kid.
Yeah.
And they said that it got to a point where they said that if they saw the picture of her, the tumor or whatever like that, if it goes down, then they have to give all the credit to the medical marijuana, because doctors didn't give her any medicine or like that. They didn't give her anything. All
right.
And after like 5-6 months, it went from like this like reasonably big to a really small bean, and like as it's crazy to how like if you just stick with medical marijuana, it could decrease tumors and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's been a whole documentary of it and stuff like that. Like, that's just crazy to me. Like, but they said like doctors even say it's the same thing as any other treatment. It's just natural, really.
Yeah.
It just literally comes from a plant. Like, you know, so as to what other way is best to go than that, in the natural way.
Oh yeah, 100%.
In the man-made way, you know, because man-made is what messes everybody up sometimes. Honestly,
everything that we need to heal of anything that we have is already on this earth.
Already natural, right?
And like 99.9% of the people who are against medical marijuana are the people who sell these fucking
pharmacies and stuff like that.
These pharmaceutical companies and these chemotherapy. I'm sorry, man. My Aunt Marie, God rest her soul, she was 35 years old when she passed away of cancer.
Damn.
And she was strong as shit. Mm-hmm. I believed in my soul that if I would have just took her a joint and told her, here, do this,
instead of doing,
and I'll just hook you up. Right. Don't go do that other shit. Mm-hmm. I believed in my soul that she would still be here right now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If she had not gone to do the chemotherapy and stuff like that. I've seen single one of my family members that has passed away from cancer. Mm-hmm.
The chemo
was worse than the cancer was to them. I believe I don't know if y'all have ever seen anybody. I hope you haven't. But if you have, you know what it's like to see somebody go through that shit. And it just seems like the chemo is worse on them than the cancer.
Right.
Right, it does.
It's crazy.
It's that radiation, man. Just makes them so weak, and they just have to keep going and doing that shit. It's like,
I can't stand it.
It sucks, man. But
I can't picture it.
But once you get to the point to where medical marijuana is going to come, Illinois just legalized recreational.
Really?
Like last week.
Chicago.
Yeah, dude. Just it's coming. It's coming. Yeah. Once it, and I'll tell you what, and I think I said this in the last episode. I know exactly how it's going to happen. Donald Trump on April 20th, 2020 is going to legalize weed because it's officially for 2020.
Oh my God.
And that's what he's going to do. God. That's what his bid is going to be on his reelection bid. I guarantee that's what's going to happen.
He'd have so much. Yeah, he would be able to get a hold of every.
He might have my vote.
Yeah.
Yes. I guarantee that's what's going to happen. I mean,
he might have my vote, and I don't even vote. Believe lies in that.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah.
You should vote. You should vote no matter what. Everybody should vote. That's the one thing that they can't take away from you. That's the one thing they can never take away from you. That you like. Only you can remove it from yourself. But he can't take it away from him. Even O.J. Simpson's out here talking about telling people to go vote. And O.J. can't even vote.
You hear about how he got Twitter?
That's what I mean. Oh, dude, follow up. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, please follow O.J. Simpson on Twitter. You owe it to yourself to follow O.J. Simpson on Twitter. The real O.J. Simpson 32.
I got in this argument on Twitter I wanted to address real quick. Oh, so, yeah.
Good.
So,
I love arguments on Twitter.
I said my tweet was... when are women going to start rapping about real stuff again on the radio instead of acting like little hoes and for little women to see it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And this girl that I know, she commented back on it, and she said something about when are men going to stop rapping about women being hoes and making little kids have misogynistic views such as this one. And at first, I agree with her, you know what I mean? Because I was like, okay, men do, you know what I mean, like, call out women, you know what I mean? So I can understand what you're saying. But then I thought about it, I was like, how is my view misogynistic? You know what I mean? Because I have a little sister. Like I said, I have little siblings.
Yeah.
So that's me saying that I'd rather have my little sister listening to better music than, you know what I mean, on the radio. Than women being like, you know what I mean, like acting like they have no respect for themselves basically on the radio, you know?
Yeah.
So that's me looking out for women than being misogynistic, is it right. Not? Like, so she got she went into saying like I'm just mad that women are making money off of the bodies that men have been subjectifying for years and blah 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 blah, which she just took my comment way out of hand because just because
it's the internet, man.
Just because I said the word women doesn't mean it's not true. You know what I mean? Like women are real on the radio too, talking about how they're shaking their butts and everything like that. And
majority of the people listening to their music are doing that and acting the ways that they're singing.
Right, exactly. So
they're using it the same way as men are.
Right,
women hoes. They're calling women hoes too. Right, even if they're not a hoe.
Adding to that, my little sister is more subjectified, more likely to listen to a girl than she is a man. You know what I mean? So, like, they're still influencing. You know what I mean? It's still, regardless of if me saying that women are men, it's still happening. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's the main.
Yeah.
That's the main topic of it. Like, it's not about me like not saying like, okay, like let those girls rap about whatever they want to rap about. You know what I mean? But don't like me putting it in the forefront again. You know what I mean? Don't put it in the forefront for on a radio where it's like, say, like, okay, if I'm playing my Bluetooth phone on the road on my phone or radio, right? My phone dies, it goes straight to the radio, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, whoever's in the car with me is gonna hear that song, you know what I mean? Like, or say if my little sister goes to school and her friends listen to the radio, she's gonna know about that song, you know what I mean? So it's put right in their faces, you know what I mean? Like, let them go have to go find that stuff, you know what I mean? Like, say just like...
That's how we grew up too, though, honestly.
Right, just like how I have to go find, like, No Name Gypsy or like Lauryn Hill or like Rhapsody, like females that are like Missy Elliott, like females that rap about, you know what I mean, real stuff, like in like relationship and life. Have to go find that stuff and search for it. They should have to go find that stuff, you know what I mean? Like about like how disrespecting women, you know what I mean? And like how there's so much stuff like
here, hold on.
Give me my phone real quick. I'm gonna show you the lyrics to a song, and you can read it if you want to, bro. But I don't know if you're gonna want to, because
I hope
really,
your little sister wanna look like me.
What are you talking about?
But like the Act Up song, like, it wasn't even wrote by a woman though.
No, not Act Up. I'm gonna show him Freak by Megan Thee Stallion.
I trust your judgment. You can read it.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
We are an explicit podcast.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the kind of stuff that my little sister listens to on the radio. Well, of course, it's like clean version. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm gonna say the uncensored version, because any kid has phones these days and they can listen to the uncensored version whenever they want to. So it really doesn't matter. Okay. The first paragraph, it goes, big old freak, big booty, big old treat. I'm making wait for the pussy, hit it till he big old skeet. Feet on the bed, I'll fuck him up in the head. Suck it, then look in his eyes. Then the next day I might leave him on red. That's the first paragraph. So when the song comes on, that's the first lines you hear. Like, that's not okay for my little sister to be listening to our radio. Why is they even on the radio at all? You know what I mean? Like,
everybody wants a free code.
Right, but see, how I'm feeling is, like, okay, like, my little sister's 11, 12 years old. You know what I mean? Like, what kind of message is that giving her? You know what I mean? That you have to have a nice body for men to like you. You know what I mean? Like, or that you have to be a freak to be appealing, you know what I mean? Like, that's
the biggest problem with that argument for me in that situation, is that we want, and ladies, I love you. You know I do. If you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you know how I feel about this. Yeah. And I'm not even going to waste time justifying what I'm about to say, because it's based on fact. Mm. A lot of women, the same women who want to say men should not subject we should not be looked at lustfully, mm-hmm. or you shouldn't look at us, you shouldn't subjectify us to all of this negative connotations in your mind about being a hoe or about being a slut or whatever,
right.
will say a woman is free to wear what she wants and be free to do whatever she wants to do. So, I mean,
and look hot as
fucking
fuck.
Pick one.
Right, exactly.
Pick
exactly.
one. Exactly. I'm sorry, but fucking pick one. You can't have it. You can't eat your cake and have it too.
Right.
You can't. Right. You just, it's not. You can't do that. That's against the rules.
And if you have kids, what kind of example is that setting? You know
exactly.
what I mean? Especially if you have children. Like,
yeah.
What kind of example is that setting to say, like, oh, like, don't call me any type of word, or don't say, like, treat people in the category as a slut, but you're walking around with your whole ass hanging out. You know what I mean? Like, during summertime, or you're, like, doing, or you're like, just saying certain stuff, even saying certain stuff, like, if you don't want your kids to curse, but you're cursing around your kids, like, it's going to go down to, you know what I mean? It's going to go down to them, of course, like, you know? So it's like, I just didn't understand that. Like, of course, like, later on, like, people started understanding where I was coming from about, like, that just because it's just basically, she was making a big deal about it because I had the word women in there, not men, too, you know what I mean? But like, I don't have to talk about just men. You know what I mean? I can talk about that too, because it's a fact of what happens. Like, it's just a part of the world. Like,
well, not only that, you've probably spent a lot of time calling other guys out too.
You follow me on Twitter,
right?
So you spent
a lot of time calling guys out, like,
for the same reason.
So for every dozen tweets you have that's saying, "How about y'all stop making raps about gangbanging and fucking whatever bitches make money,"
right?
And then, you know, you have one about calling females out about the same thing, and then
it turns to a big deal.
That in itself is showing you what the state of the world is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just like we're in a bad spot, man. People want the, like, the social justice warriors and people like that who are like, we want you to behave a certain way and to not say these things.
Right.
We can say these things, but we can say these things about women. Like, we could say we get to go out and dress like a slut or whatever have you, and that's us being empowering. You know, that's us feeling empowered. Well, That's it. Everybody else views that. Everybody else views that a different way. And, right. and if you want us to view you a certain way, then you're going to have to behave that in that manner. I'm sorry, right. but exactly. you're going to have to. And it doesn't have any. I'm not as big on the clothes or anything. Like girls can wear whatever they want to wear. I'm a huge fan of yoga pants.
Right.
I'm a huge fan of that midriff thing that they got going on these days. Big fan of that. Not going to lie.
Right.
But. But we all know the ones. You'll see these girls all the time that are out at places, out at bars, dressed a certain way, but you don't see them on Instagram posting them thirsty ass pictures all the damn time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Like, oh, we've all got these. We've all got those Instagram friends.
That's one of the worst ones, is where a female would be like twerking all on her Instagram or all on Facebook or whatever like that, but then be like, oh, I want me a good man.
You catch what you have to bait for.
Right. You put out, you get what you put out there. If you're gonna keep putting out all your cookies, you're gonna get a person that's hungry. You know what I mean?
Like, damn right.
So like, it's just, that's just how it goes. But it goes back to what I'm saying about the radio stuff. Like, it's like, okay, I have all these kids are listening to this stuff, right? Why is it so hard to put out like some stuff to where kids listen to that stuff on the radio too? You know what I mean? Like, why is it so hard to put out some of the good things? You know what I mean? Like, why is it so hard to promote that instead of like, because there's great songs that could have none of that other stuff. You know what I mean? That could be put on the radio. You know what I mean? Great, right. really amazing songs. Great Grammy winning songs, probably. You know what I mean? That could be put on the radio. That is just not promoted like that because of how it sounds. You know what I mean? Like, in this. That kills me, low-key. Like, it gets on my nerves.
I mean, a good beat's great.
Great, right.
But if you can ruin a good beat by putting garbage lyrics behind it.
And it sucks. My little sister knows every word to this song. Like with my niece,
kids are sponges, love, man. They hear everything,
but then when it gets to a point where you're like, okay, I'll listen to it on YouTube, and they hear that uncensored version, they probably already know almost all the words to that just because listen to the radio. They can catch up. Hey, kids catch on fast.
It's more attractive because then you feel like you're doing something you shouldn't do.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
That was like the first time I listened to the first time you listen to something like that you feel like. I grew up in a very heavily Christian household. And I remember the first time I got a Metallica album. And I was like, this is evil. And I like it. Like, this is evil and I like it. Because kids are just like that. You feel like you're doing something you shouldn't do. Like, man, right, these guys are like, this is devil music. Right. I'm listening to it and shit. But now,
used to go to church, like, nope, I'm listening to Metallica today.
But speaking of that, I know you said your mother is a pastor, correct?
Yeah.
Now, do you put any kind of like do you throw that into your stuff at all, like the spiritual side of it?
It comes out like automatically, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. If it's in you, it'll come out.
Yeah.
I feel that.
I think you can definitely tell.
Yeah.
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 You could definitely tell.
That's good because there's not. I'm not gonna say there's not. There's just. I don't know that that's on the forefront of a lot of people's stuff, like where you can listen to it and you can hear, I guess, the underlying message. Do you feel like that might be, I guess, the point, the big question is, do you feel like the spirituality that you've gained from, you know, that is your, like, MO? That's your underlying message. Are you trying to just make people more spiritually awakened by your stuff? Is that, like, your...
When I first started doing music, that was like my main goal, really, to try to like wake people up. But then I realized like a lot of people are already awoke. They just choose to be blind because they don't to see it. So
absolutely.
Now I'm just making music for me, pretty much.
I also feel like
that's smart.
I also feel like that's just him, though. You know what I mean? Like, it goes back to being himself. Like,
he's like
always
himself.
Yeah, it's so always a spiritual person. You know what I mean? Like, like when it comes to us and doing music, like we don't really have to think too much when it comes to writing a song or, you know what I mean, or freestyle, because, like, we're just being ourselves, you know what I mean? So if I'm writing a song, it's probably going to 100% relate to what's going on in my life or what's going on with me, but it's so, I don't want to say my life's typical, but it's so easy to go through, you know what I mean, we'll relate to that people are going to listen to it, you know what I mean? Like, say, not everybody has a mom that's a pastor, but a lot of people do. You know what I mean?
Like, a lot of people have
parents that are, you know, in church and they listen to rap music. You know what I mean? So
absolutely,
if that comes out with him naturally, then he's going to have naturally people attracted to that kind of way. You know what I mean? Because they have go through the same things in life. You know, so it also goes in being himself. You know, a lot goes into that.
That's good.
If you don't be yourself in music, you can't really, you know what I mean? You can't really be the artist you want to be.
That's like, if you ask me, that's the going in the tube in Mario that fast forwards you to the end.
Yeah.
That's making music for yourself. Mm-hmm. When you start making music for yourself and doing the things that you feel strongly about,
your own lane,
that's when you'll find your crowd.
Right.
Because that's the thing that's not going to change. You can go out and you can... y'all watch Black Mirror at all on Netflix?
Yeah, I watched
Black Mirror, yeah. Have you watched the new ones?
I haven't watched any new ones.
I watched the first episode of it.
I watched the second season.
The older ones were like a lot more shocking.
Yeah.
I think the new ones, I think they might have gotten a little...
carried away.
Well, not carried away. I think they got a little heat for doing stuff that was that out there. Like, they did a lot of out there shit. But anyway, the new ones, there's one with Miley Cyrus that I thought was pretty good. I thought it was very telling.
Really sad.
It was, but Black Mirror is. But it just, that one, I thought, if you ask me, my personal opinion, I think that is the best Black Mirror episode ever. Just because... it's so telling for the world today. Like, so Miley Cyrus has this, she's like this pop star, and she's being controlled by her publicist and shit like that. And she's not able to be who she really is.
Making her not herself.
Right. Yeah, they're making her not herself. They're making her somebody completely different. And that is going on way too much in music right now as to where... people are pretending to be somebody that they're not to get this target crowd.
Right.
I think that's just general life, not just in music.
Exactly, and that's what Black Mirror tries to do. Yeah. They try to bring light to things that people are doing that they don't realize they're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that was actually my like wrapping around point, is that people are doing that not just in music but in life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that people are out there trying to be someone that they're not just to appeal to a certain crowd.
Exactly.
But whenever you begin to do your own thing and to be who you are and to make music that you dig, that's when you build your crowd.
It's different.
The people who are going to be there for you and who you are, rather than you being who they want you to be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And man, that's the cheat code, dude.
Because then you can make any kind of music as long as you stay true to yourself. You're going to like it. Your fans that you have is going to like it.
Absolutely.
You can go in any lane you can go in. You can go on any song. You can go in any lane as long as you stay true to yourself and who you are. You're going to win, you know? So that's the beauty of music, honestly. You can, as long as you say yourself and they relate to you, they'll love you.
Just do what you love and the money will show up. Do what you love and money, everything else, your money will show up.
Mm-hmm.
The good Lord said, you shall love the Lord your God.
Will be
all
right.
All else will be added unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But yeah, we got, what else is coming? Your album is coming out when?
I'm going to drop that July 23rd.
Okay.
23rd.
Yeah.
Any reason that date specifically?
Dropping next month. Valentine's Day birthday. Let you know your birthday.
My birthday is, that's going to be my last album. I'm dropping re-releasing Roar.
As in your final album?
Yeah.
So you're going to be done?
Yeah, I'm going to be done like rapping and singing and all that, but I'm going to still be making beats.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You put it out there, drive that stock up for that Dre album we've been waiting for I don't know how long, right? That's awesome, man. That's where, like, man, when's he gonna do another album, man? Shit, like, damn. That's actually kind of smart, man. Just to do background work and stuff like that, and then kind of make, like, it would seriously drive up a lot of stock.
Mm-hmm.
On you, that would drive you up, like your stock way up. I know that's probably a bad way to describe it, but that would just drive your artistic worth. Just because, like, imagine how much money Dre would make if he dropped an album. It could be garbage.
Yeah, it could be trash.
Guess how much he would make? The most.
The most, right?
The most of all time.
Yeah.
he knows what. No, I do multiple things. You can go multiple avenues.
That's pretty awesome, though, man. Like that you got everything planned out like that. Like I'm so bad at shit like that, dude. I don't plan nothing. Man, I don't plan anything.
Cause I want to quit for a minute, man. But I don't know.
What makes you want to quit?
It's like on some chance stuff. Like I just feel like the music industry, and I know he's told me multiple times you can't let that. Like, but I just feel like it's more corrupt than it seems. You know, behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's up to you to change that.
I feel like a lot of people has tried that before me because I've thought about that too. And I feel like that's exactly what Chance was trying to do, and that's why he's kind of slowing down. Like you saw, he changed from like this acid rapper to almost a gospel rapper.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So
it's how the art world is too.
Yeah,
all modern art. It's
like yeah,
shapes on a canvas. Nothing special. It's right. How you explain shit and the name behind it.
Mm-hmm. For real.
Exactly. My boy Smitty's doing art now. He painted me this Hank Williams right here.
Really?
I love Miss Hank Williams.
Oh, that's smooth.
Hank Williams, the greatest songwriter of all time right there, dude. He said, man, these shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time is full of holes and nails. And, brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heads or tails.
Wow. Jesus
Can't
Christ.
Fuck with that.
Wordplay. Wordplay series.
Can't mess with that, dude. Wordplay.
All right, Bubba.
Dude, he's got some crazy shit, man.
He made me this right here.
Oh, hell yeah. A little SpongeBob shit?
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what's up, man. Bikini yeah. Bottom. Is that what it's going to be called?
Yeah.
Yeah, flash that up to the camera.
Oh, yeah. It's right here, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Bikini Bottom.
You can hear that.
When I was September-ish, maybe.
That's what's up. So, yeah, is that July 23rd?
Yep. That's what I'm
That date? Out. Any reason for that date?
I honestly wanted to drop it last month on the 23rd, but money problems, so I'm going to make sure to get out this month.
So the 23rd is your number? 23 is your number?
23 is because I'm 23 this year, and it's going to be my last year doing music when I'm 23. Jordan year.
So. Okay, the Jordan year. I hear you.
Yeah.
Ballin. That's what's up. Well, shit, man, we're scooting right on up to that hour and a half point, and by the time we get done doing all kinds of other outro shit, we will be to that hour and a half point. So
that's good, man.
Good. Yeah, appreciate you coming in, man. July 23rd, appreciate having y'all. We'll let Brother Vinny expel some of that liquids that he took in. He's the only one that didn't drink Screwball, man. He's getting rid of what he is drinking.
Yeah.
But I'm stoked for what y'all are creating in this area, like because there's a lot of like. There's not a lot of people who are pushing positivity in hip hop and in rap, and like there's not a lot of that. Like I think I said that last time. Like I'm stoked that y'all are aware of people that are gonna listen to your music in the future. Y'all are aware of what your music can do to people, and right. And that and taking that into account, knowing the power of what you possess is a huge deal. And it's good to try to be positive and try to like not try to take the narrative that everybody else like in the rap game is doing. Pulling. Yeah, I mean there's a lot to be said for that.
Cause like my boy said, it is entertaining to listen to it sometimes, but sometimes it can give you a headache when you really what I mean? Like say if you're having a hard day, you just want to relax. That type of music would just...
You don't want to listen to some angry shit. Yeah. And if you're having some problems, like...
You want to bring that feeling back to where you can have that hype feeling, but you don't have to listen to nonsense to have that hype feeling. You know what I mean? We want to bring it back to where...
Something to make you think, too. But like,
right.
Damn, okay, now
right.
I'm gonna get back out
right,
there.
Right, right. You wanted to have it to where, like, you can play Trippy Game for any kind of mood you in. Like, if you want to get hype, you can listen to hype. We have like a lot of hype songs you can listen to and not have to listen to no fake gangbanging stuff. You know what I mean? You can listen to some chill, stoner, like just vibing kind of music, hype music. You know what I mean? If you want to travel somewhere, you're going 7 hours away, we got stuff you can just play, put some play and just ride to it. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. Before a church, you want to hear some gospel kind of stuff, we got that too. Like, it doesn't matter what you want to hear. You just want to have that, bring that vibe back to where it's not all fake, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all real. Like, everything that you want to hear, every avenue you want to hear it in, it's all facts. Like, you don't have to worry about what you're hearing, what your kids are hearing, you know what I mean? Because most likely, almost 100% of the time, you don't have to worry about that stuff, you know what I mean? It's going to be a good vibe. And as long as it's a good vibe about prospering, going on, about, like, making it through what you got to go through, about having fun and about living, that's all you have to worry about. So you have to worry about it at all times. It's just having fun, doing what you gotta do.
Damn right. Being real, being you.
Yeah, being you, exactly.
Be you. You're the only one in the world. Be you. Exactly. You are the only one in the world.
I'm trying to find yourself. Some of them old school R&B. I'm not sure if they'll stop the YouTube or not. Probably would.
They're probably copyright, yeah.
Yeah. But that's the vibe, like, pretty much what he was talking about. That, you know what I mean? Like that old Biggie, that stuff you listen to.
That Outkast.
Make people kind of want to go to a party at the same time.
That Outkast.
You just want to chill.
Like, dude, that's the thing I love about Outkast, man. I said this so many times, like... You got Outkast talking about, like, you know, the people from the post office and the United Parcel Service won't call you back because you got cloudy piss. Now you're back in the trap. Just that trap.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and marinate on that for a minute. And you got shit like that.
It's like, real and hits you.
Jesus.
Like, and you, but at the same time, when it hits you, you're like this.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're always like, oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
Right.
Like,
the old Lil Wayne.
Beanie Siegel, man. Beanie Siegel, when he dropped, he was rapping over old Kanye West sample beats, but spitting street shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, where'd that go? You know what I mean? What happened to spitting some real G shit, but like in a way where it could be on the radio and you can just, like, you know what I mean, ride to that and buy to it. Like, that. You don't hear that shit no more. You know what I mean?
Because everybody out there,
like,
ain't Gucci. Yeah.
No.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You don't. It's very rare you hear somebody that's, like, trying to say different words in different ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
Because
the fad is so going right now. Like, this movement is so there. It's what they want. It's what you have to go to. But it's not, like, you know what I mean? You can be yourself and be different and make your own fad. You know what I mean? Like, It's not hard going away from the norm, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because not everybody is the same.
For sure.
Man, I really appreciate what y'all are doing, man, because not a lot of guys in your position would take that route.
For sure.
And that's definitely the fucking high road.
Mm-hmm. We've been doing it since we were 18, 17, man, since young, you know what I mean? So, young, have the same mindset.
Dude, keep showing up.
Yes,
that's
sir.
All you got to do is keep showing up, dude.
Yeah.
Just keep. Keep doing what you're doing. Like, attrition is the key.
Right.
Attrition is the key to anything, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I started doing this fucking podcast just so I'd have a way to talk me out of my own head, man.
Right.
And now, 149 episodes later, man, I got enough dollars to do this bullshit. And
right.
Sponsorship.
And fuck yeah.
Just keep showing up, man, and that's the only thing that it takes, dude.
Progression is where it's supposed to be going, man.
And keep going.
Progression.
Obviously, y'all all are welcome back anytime you want to. Just hit
yes,
me
sir.
Up on any way you can do that. So,
yes,
by all means, anytime y'all got anything you're trying to promote, come in and do that shit. And I suggest once again that y'all should do your own, like, just commit to something like getting together like once a month and
doing
some live shit together or by you. I think everybody should have their own podcast individually with
on their mind.
It's so good to get like the shit that's in your heart that's bothering you, like shit that would aggravate you. It's so good to get that out.
Mm-hmm.
So that shit that you would take out on everybody else in your life, it just makes everything so much smoother when you talk. Mm-hmm. And I like to do. Sometimes I like to just get in here and just talk by myself, like talk to nobody. just
hold
talk.
Shit in makes it worse.
Yeah.
Right, getting that shit out, and it's easier when you can just talk and work through things and say, okay, well, I've got this out. I've said this thing I needed to say now, so I can move on.
Right.
And dude, that's just. That's fucking saved my life, dude. I would have, no doubt, I would have done some crazy shit if I hadn't had this podcast.
All right.
So,
thank God.
I suggest y'all should do that.
Oh yeah,
sounds good, man.
All right, guys. So, any final thoughts for the folks out there listening? Where can they reach you? What can they?
Let's go about it.
Yeah, yeah. Where can they reach you? Give your final thoughts.
All right, it's Diddy Houston, man. We got some more videos coming out this summer. It's gonna be out the whole summer, man. If y'all want to get at them, get up my boy right here, Spencer. Yeah, he's gonna get it to you.
And just hit me up if you need any graphic design stuff, any website design, any creative design, and I can make anything for you. I'll figure it out.
And follow all the social media, man. I'm at Trippy Vinny. Twitter is Trip with Vinny. Instagram is Trippy Vinny. SoundCloud is just Trippy Gang GTOD. YouTube is Trippy Gang GTOD. Just look us up, man. Just give us a listen. I promise you won't be disappointed. You'll probably like everything you'll hear.
And on the wave.
Right.
Trippy Gang.
At Diddy Houston on...
Diddy Houston on Facebook and on Instagram. Diddy Houston.
And how will they get a hold of you at Spenceless?
I'm Spenceless underscore designs. And I have a website, Spenceless.com.
And that's E-L-E-S-S, Spenceless. So, Spenceless.com, just that?
Yeah.
Perfect.
About to buy the domain soon.
Word.
Yes, sir.
Big things, 2019-2020. And 100 subs, we dropping another video, so make sure you hit that sub button whenever you can.
Absolutely. The link down in the description of this video, the very first link, click that YouTube video and subscribe to that channel. I will also be. I will throw some cards in there of some other videos whenever I publish this video. So I hope you've clicked all the things that you've seen pop up on the screen. If you haven't, now's your chance to do that. So please do that. Go subscribe to their channel. Also, please go check out mistuffpodcast.com, where I have links to all of my social media there on the front page. And on the blog page, there's links to all of my personal social media if you want to follow me there, at YonderWizard on Instagram, at Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter, and Kelsey Hudgens on Facebook. And obviously at mistuffpodcast on all other forms of social media. Once again, screwballwhiskey.com. Appreciate our sponsors out in San Diego, California. Love y'all to death. Mean it. We're going to have Brother Kerry Harris in here very soon. My big brother Kerry is going to be coming on to talk about all the new things that they've got going on with their releasing nationwide now. And you can get this shit shipped right to your door. Screwball Whiskey. Tomorrow's stories begin right here.
Big shout out to My Stuff Podcast for having us back on too.
Appreciate
always,
y'all being
always
here,
a
man.
Good time. Always a good time.
Really appreciate always. Y'all being here, man.
Yes, sir.
Really appreciate y'all being here.
Always keep it real.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, go do that. Click all the links on the pages. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Our next threshold that we're trying to get to is 420 subscribers, ladies and gentlemen. We are at 318, 319 now, so we got about 100 more to go. Let's get to this 420 subscribers, and we're going to do something special on 420 subscribers. And I've already got booked for episode number 420.
420, man.
The boys are going to be coming back. That's right. This should be legal by then, so yes, we're going to definitely have this bitch smoked out by then.
Neither that one in jail.
Right. Yeah. All right, YouTubers, hang tight for a little bit. Let me get this intro done for the audio folks. And for audio folks, be good people. In a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. Peace, bitches.